Right now, it is time for us to get in the Word of God. And so that's why we bring it to you every day at this time on the Morning Munch. And joining us this week is Pastor John Gensler from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. You picked a good week to come in.
I did.
We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Well, God has laid on my heart. We've been talking about prayer this week, but started out today by talking about, food. Different kinds of meals. So that was perfect, really. It's, because we have different ways that we do eat. Sometimes you eat a meal that's real quick. It's on the run. Or sometimes you pack something and you have something that's in a little lunchbox or whatever. Sometimes you have those meals that come straight out of a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You had the potato chips for lunch or whatever. Sometimes maybe you sit down for a full banquet 7-course meal where you have that hearty standby, the meat and potatoes. All kinds of different ways that we eat. Lots of different kinds of meals. Well, prayer can be that way too. And lots of different ways to pray, different kinds of prayer. There are those real quick arrow type prayers where you're just a real quick, hey God, here's this thing. Hey God, thank you so much. Hey God, real quick arrow prayers. Or sometimes it's a longer kind of a prayer of thanks where something's going on and you just say, thank you, Lord. And you kind of go on a little bit and you say, wow, God, this is so great. Sometimes it's a prayer of need, where there's just something that's really weighing on you, on your heart, on your mind, and you just go to God with these different kinds of needs. Sometimes prayer is a full-out conversation where you speak and then you're just silent and you listen. Sometimes it's a formal kind of a prayer. We pray in groups, we pray individually. Prayer, all kinds of different ways to pray. And of course, Jesus teaches us to pray. And he not only teaches, but he also models prayer for us. Throughout this week, we've been looking at how Jesus teaches to pray in Matthew chapter 6, and we've been looking at what is called the Lord's Prayer. Well, you know, that also comes from Luke chapter 11. So I'm going to read that section today. Luke chapter 11, starting in verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Now, it's great that Jesus teaches how to pray, but did you notice the first part of that? One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. And throughout the Gospels, we have plenty of places where Jesus goes off by himself to pray, or he prays right in front of people. Or John chapter 17 is a one big long prayer, and actually it's longer than that. Jesus prays. Not only does he teach his disciples how to pray, but he shows them. He models prayer all the time for us. And sometimes they're quick prayers, sometimes they're longer, sometimes they're more formal. And so there are models of prayer, and yes, one of the best comes straight from Jesus' mouth, the Our Father who art in heaven prayer. It's a great prayer. There's some other models that we can look at as well. I'm going to teach you a couple this morning. The first one's called the five-finger prayer. Take a look at your hand, and you might think, oh, what does my hand have to do with prayer? Normally I fold them. Okay, sure, but look at your hand. Probably have five fingers on there. Start out with your thumb. Your thumb's nearest to you. So you pray for those who are closest to you. Maybe that's family, maybe that's real close friends. The next one is your pointing finger, your pointer. And this finger reminds us to pray for those who teach, for those who instruct, for those who heal. This would be teachers, doctors, pastors. The next one is the tallest finger. It's the one in the middle. And so that's the one that we remind us to pray for our leaders, presidents, leaders in business or industry, administrators, those leaders which God has given to us. And then the next one, you may not know it, but your ring finger is actually the weakest finger in your hand. It's the weakest one. And so that reminds us to pray for those around us who may be weak or in trouble or in pain. And then the last one is the little finger. Well, which one does that remind us to pray for? Well, for ourselves, because we know that we are to think of others before ourselves. And so it is certainly appropriate for us to go to the Lord in prayer for ourselves and our needs as well. So that's the five-finger prayer. There's another great model of prayer. It's a little shorter, called the ACTS prayer, A-C-T-S, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication, where when we pray, we start out with adoration, praising God for who he is. Thank you, Lord, you are so great. And then confession, recognizing that God is great and we're not, that God is perfect and we're not. Then there's thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for all the ways that you have blessed us, especially for your son, Jesus. And supplication, long word simply meaning asking God for those things that we need and those things for others, caring for others and for ourselves. So those are several different models. Hopefully that'll help you out this week and as you go along in your prayer life. Because as we pray, informal, conversational kind of prayers, structured prayers, we thank God each day that he gives us this gift of prayer. Because of Jesus Christ, you have a relationship with your Heavenly Father, and you can talk with him at any time, in any kind of way. Go to your God in prayer. What a gift that we have in Jesus Christ. Let's pray today. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for who you are, that you are perfect, that you are great, you are our Creator, our Savior, our Sustainer. Thank you, O God. We come to you today, God, knowing that we're not perfect, but you have made us to be your creation, and you have acted in the Savior, Jesus Christ. You have acted to bring us to you, and so you call us your children. Thank you, O God, for this great blessing which you give, and for all the blessings that you give to us today. We ask you today, O God, to be with us. Be with us in this day. Open our eyes and our hearts to see you at work and to join you in the work which you do. We ask you today, O God, to be with these, your servants here at Yes FM, for Jeff and for Tommy and all those who work here proclaiming your word. We ask that your word would be taken out and fill up the ears and the hearts of all those listening so that more and more may know you, O God, may know you as Savior, the one who is at work in their lives all the time. Be with us today, O God. We thank you and praise you for who you are. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy in your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor John Gensler in with us from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. Tell us about Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. We're a congregation of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, which means that we take the Bible seriously, that everything we do is based on the inspired, inerrant Word of God. And we are a loving, family-oriented congregation. We love families. We love visitors. So you're certainly welcome to join us anytime. We have services 5:30 on Saturday. It's 5:30 p.m. on Saturday and 8 a.m. on Sunday. Those are our, what I call our relaxed traditional services. And then we have a Bible study. And then we have a 10:30 service where our praise band is the one leading the music. So not quite as relaxed, but certainly praising God and receiving his gifts. Hope to see you there.
Excellent. Pastor, thank you so much for being in all week long.
It's great. I love talking about prayer with you guys and always a blessing to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity and blessings to you, the great listener. And may God bless you today as he is at work in your life.